Airbnb.
Yetis, how much can you charge for your place? Important question, but hard to answer.
Airbnb helps host with that. They show you how much similar places in your area are going for so you can compare and contrast.
Jack, this two-bedroom walk-up, it's going for $300 a night on weekends, but my two-bedroom walk-up is nicer, it's got a pretty view, and maybe I'll put it up for $400 a night.
Nailing the price is key to being a satisfied host on Airbnb, and Airbnb helps you do it. Your home might be worth more than you think.
Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Rocket Money.
All right, Yetis, picture one place you can link all your money accounts to have one single picture of all your finances.
That's Rocket Money.
Yeah, it is.
But we love this app because it actually does a lot of different things for us.
Rocket Money, it's like our money manager. It shares money alerts like that refund that we've been waiting for.
And Rocket Money also helps us save money by helping us cancel subscriptions that we don't need anymore.
Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
Rocket Money has over 5 million users, and it saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features.
So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/TBOY.
That's rocketmoney.com/TBOY.
rocketmoney.com/TBOY.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
When I was in the elevator in New York, this woman was like, "Oh, let me see my grandson. He's in DC." And I was like, "Oh, what do you do in DC?" And he goes, "Not much, you know." And I go, "Oh, so you're in the CIA." And I thought it was a funny joke. And he goes, no, actually, I really do need a job if you have any referrals."
That's what a spy would say.
Yeah, I should have followed up with secret safe with me, Junior.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
It's Thursday, the new Friday, April 20th, and today's pod is the best one yet. It's a T-boy.
It's a T-boy. Let's get right to it.
Jack, what's our first story for the show? What do we got?
Taco Bell employs 12 scientists, and one of their inventions is the Crunchwrap Supreme.
Yetis, Taco Bell's innovation lab shows us that there is a formula for creativity.
For our second story, Fox News is paying $787 million to end a lawsuit related to 2020 election lies.
This is Succession Season 5 in real life.
I actually think this is the plot of Season 5.
This is the entire show, Jack, in real life.
And our third and final story, for the first time in 3 centuries, China is not the biggest country on Earth.
India has the most people on the planet, and Jack and I, we got something to say about it.
But before we hit that wonderful mix, Yetis.
A fantastic mix for the new Friday, man. I love this mix.
Your home, I don't know how big it is, but it definitely has a bedroom.
It's probably got a living room, a bathroom. You may even have a basement, not too shabby.
Maybe you have a basement, but there is a new room in real estate.
Besties, there is a new space in your house.
We're excited to tell you about that room, and that room is the She Shed.
We'll repeat, because we said that kind of quickly. That new room is the She Shed. She Shed.
Now, Yetis, you've heard of the man cave, right?
The man cave. It's a place in the home for men to pursue personal hobbies and leisurely activities.
Yeah, aka Manland or the Mantuary.
The man cave. It may have a mini fridge, a lazy boy. If you're lucky, you got an air hockey set.
Well, a She Shed is a long overdue addition to that home of yours.
A She Shed is the female equivalent of the man cave.
What a man cave is to him, a She Shed is to her.
She Shed. Maybe it's got some faux fur throws, a sound bowl. How about a meditation mat, Jack?
That actually sounds like the bedroom I already have right now.
Full disclosure, I would prefer the She Shed to the man cave probably 4 out of 5 days.
Now, the key is she decided what's in there. It's her space and her space only.
But get this, Yetis. The She Shed may actually be the most lucrative property investment that you can make.
But this is a business pod, so we jumped in T-boy style to Zillow. If a home has a She Shed in the description, that adds $17,000 of value on average.
A She Shed raises your home price by 2.5%.
Oh, and She Sheds? Way better ROI than a man cave.
Oh, Jack, you better pause the new porch, man.
Forget that new deck you're thinking about.
Cancel the kitchen renovation.
Honey, it's time for a she shed.
No pizza oven. Yes, she shed.
It's the financially responsible thing to do. Now, Nick, to finish this intro, there's only one thing we can say.
She sells she sheds by the seashore.
No. She sells she sheds by the seashore.
I think you meant to say she shells are three stories by the three store, Jack.
15 years before this song, two boys from the Northeast met in the dorm. They had an idea that caused a cultural storm. It's the best one yet, but the best is the norm. Jack, Nick, that's it. I don't even think they need to practice. 50%, that's a fat tip. T-Boy City on your at list. If you know, cause we ready to go. We can't wait no more, so just start the show. Start the show.
For our first story, Taco Bell's stock just hit an all-time high, and it's thanks to its fast food leading food innovation.
Scientists at Taco Bell developed the Crunchwrap Supreme because they have a recipe for creativity.
Jack and I have seen some pretty freaky fast food creations out there, haven't we, Jack?
It all started in like 1996 with the stuffed crust pizza at Pizza Hut.
Then things kicked up a notch with the McGriddle. What was the McGriddle again, man?
Okay, the bacon, egg, and cheese is already decadent. Then they sandwiched that bacon, egg, and cheese with two pancakes.
More anything, more everything.
But the leader of fast food stunt marketing is Taco Bell.
It is Taco Bell. Taco Bell dominates the stunt food industry, even if you got to put maple syrup on it all.
If you think about it, Yetis, you pretty much know what's on the menu at every fast food restaurant, except Taco Bell.
Because Taco Bell is launching 10 new menu items every year. That's almost one a month.
The key to that is what Taco Bell calls their innovation kitchen.
The innovation kitchen. This is like a Willy Wonka factory, but for tacos. Can we talk about this thing?
In Irvine, California, they have 72 scientists.
Scientists.
They got goggles, Bunsen burners, and white jackets.
You're curious about that queso. These scientists have a few beakers with it.
These scientists actually developed what they call the quesarito. You can buy it at Taco Bell.
Like the ninth wonder of the world. They crossbred a quesadilla with a burrito, didn't they, Jack?
No nachos were harmed in the making of this quesarito.
We're talking about a group of scientists looking for like the optimal Cheez-It to Tostito ratio on a daily basis.
That's right. And stunt food like the quesarito has Taco Bell's parent company, Yum Brands. The stock has hit an all-time high.
An all-time high because of this innovation kitchen.
Now, shockingly, Taco Bell did a long interview with the New Yorker magazine.
Yes, they did.
In which they told all about their innovation kitchen.
Here's what Jack and I found fascinating about this story. Taco Bell has hacked the creative process with the scientific process.
The first step of their scientific process is iteration.
Iteration. Look, they launch 10 new products every year, but they test thousands of products every year.
That's a lot of null hypotheses they could not reject.
And they tried doing a beer milkshake once. It failed, but they iterated and moved on.
The second key is patience.
Patience, Rome. It wasn't built in a day, and neither was the Crunchwrap Supreme.
The scientists in Irvine, California took 13 years to develop the perfect Crunchwrap Supreme.
13 years before it even touched someone's lips. Oh, and they patented it.
The third key at Taco Bell is that they know their limitations.
They know their limitations. Every item on the menu, for example, must require no more than 1 minute of prep work.
And must include no more than 3 ounces of food.
Yetis, this lab, it creates formulas for innovation. And all those things we just mentioned are part of that formula.
Taco Bell believes that passion for food comes from dynamic contrast.
So here's what they do. They build out their recipes to create contrast.
For example, the Doritos Locos Taco.
The Doritos Locos Taco. Here's the formula for that. At Taco Bell, they made sure that half of the calories for that taco come from the fat. That's the formula.
Because Taco Bell says that ratio delivers ideal mouthfeel for dynamic contrast.
Yes, this is rocket science. So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Taco Bell?
The best innovators turn creativity into a formula.
Yetis, just because something is creative doesn't mean it can't be technical.
To replicate and scale innovation, you can find a recipe for creativity.
For instance, we have a formula on this pod, on this show, for what Jack and I think makes content interesting. Don't we, Jack? Should we share this?
We think that bold plus specific makes interesting.
We think that a bold idea plus a specific example equals an interesting story.
Yes, we do. And in your own work and life, you can build out your own formulas for creativity.
Because besties, good innovation is an idea, but great innovation has a recipe. For our second story, Fox News is paying nearly $1 billion to end its defamation lawsuit.
This is about Rupert Murdoch, the real-life inspiration for the HBO hit Succession.
Do not tell us about episode 3. We are not at episode 3 in Succession yet.
I'm just starting episode 3.
Okay, don't. I heard something big happens about it, as I don't know if you want to know.
Oh, yeah. There's a bunch of like, oh my God, the plot twist in episode 3.
All right, so Yetis, don't ruin Succession season 4 for us over here. But you're not watching Succession. It really features Logan Roy, the patriarch of the Roy family, the head of the Waystar Royco Corporation.
But that fictional character from Succession is based on a real person, a very real person named Rupert Murdoch.
Rupert Murdoch, the Australian billionaire who happens to be chairman and former CEO of News Corp and Fox Corp, the owner of Fox News.
Yeah, the current CEOs of News Corp and Fox Corp are Rupert's sons.
A couple good-looking guys. You may know them as Kendall and Roman Roy.
The Murdochs, they are the profit-driven, scandal-plagued family that dominates American news.
News Corp, it is the $10 billion home of real journalism like the Wall Street Journal. They own it.
Fox Corp, it's the $18 billion home of pretend journalism like Fox News, the TV network.
Now, Yetis, there's a reason we said pretend in front of journalism there, and it is because of the findings in a blockbuster lawsuit that just ended this week.
The biggest lawsuit so far of 2023 just ended.
And here was the lawsuit. After the 2020 election, Fox News took a new twist on the word news.
After the 2020 election, Fox News didn't tell its viewers what happened. They told their viewers what they wanted to hear instead.
According to the evidence in court for this lawsuit, Fox was worried that Trump-supporting viewers were changing the channel on Fox. They were ditching Fox.
They were changing the channel. They were moving to an even more conservative news network that told them the conspiracy theories they wanted to hear.
Okay, so here's the business decision Fox made. They pivoted. They started telling those conspiracy stories too, even though, and this part is key, even though Fox knew internally that those conspiracies were false.
That's right. There were text messages and emails from the hosts of the shows. They knew that these claims were false.
And we know all of this thanks to this lawsuit that was filed by Dominion Voting Systems.
Dominion Voting Systems. They made voting machines that count votes, but their reputation was destroyed after the election because of the lies about election fraud.
And here's where things get really awkward for Fox News.
The judge declared it's a fact that the Fox host knowingly lied about Dominion and election fraud. You're not allowed to even dispute it anymore.
So here's what Rupert Murdoch just did. He wanted to stop the embarrassment of all of this, everything that had come out. So they just settled with Dominion to end the lawsuit ASAP.
Here's the settlement. Fox Corp is paying Dominion Voting Systems $787 million for spreading lies about them and knowing it.
So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies who are thinking about not telling the truth? Looking at you, Cousin Greg.
In America, lying is your right unless it wrongs someone.
Yeti's wild thing about our Constitution, freedom of speech is a protected right. And unless you're under oath, that freedom of speech includes lies.
It shockingly includes lies. But if a lie causes financial damages to someone, then it's not okay.
For example, when a company lies, it can be fraud. Like when that lie hurts investors or employees or customers, that would be fraud.
And when a news agency lies, they can be sued for defamation if it damages someone.
Well, a jury was likely to find that Fox News' lies hurt Dominion Voting System business.
Because in America, lying, it's shockingly your right unless it wrongs someone. And now a word from our sponsor, Robinhood.
If you've got a pet, you make sure that pooch gets fed well every day.
But you're also forgetful, so you auto-order that kibble so you never run out.
Your investments, they're precious too, so Robinhood lets you auto-feed them.
You can automatically split a portion of your paycheck to be invested in your choice of stock, crypto, or retirement fund.
Or not quite payday yet? Don't worry, you can get your paycheck 2 days earlier with early direct deposit.
If you're not investing with Robinhood yet, to get started, go to Robinhood.com/tboy.
Spending account offered through Robinhood Money, NMLS 1990968.
Certain limitations apply. Paycheck recurring feature is offered through RHY.
You must have a brokerage account with RHF or a cryptocurrency account with RHC in order to fully utilize investment features.
All investments involve risk.
Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC.
For our third and final story, India just passed China as the number one most populated country on Earth.
It's unlikely to pass China's economy, though, because India lacks that meaty middle part.
Yetis, for the first time in 300 years, China is not the country with the world's largest population.
Step on up, it goes to India. With a population over 1.4 billion people, India just passed China.
All right, Jack, should we sprinkle on a little bit more context here? What do you think?
India is not only bigger than China, it now has four times more people than the United States does.
And thanks to America's tension with China, India is getting some pretty good manufacturing love.
Like so many companies, Apple is taking some of its manufacturing eggs out of that big Chinese basket they've been in.
Apple is looking to make iPhones in India now, like a lot of iPhones in India.
And India just got their first Apple store this week.
Okay, as we are recording this story, Tim Cook is like in Mumbai right now. He's like cutting the ribbon on this store.
India's having a moment. But now let's turn from people to rupees.
So great news for India's population, but what do we think about India's economy?
Well, economists think the two biceps they like to see in a strong economy is growth and youth.
Yeah, and India, it's flexing some growth and some youth right now.
The average Indian, according to the CIA Factbook, is 28 years old, which is 10 years younger than the average American and 10 years younger than the average Chinese person.
And that population of young Indians is still growing. They got more young people to make things and to buy things at the same time.
That's why India is also the fastest growing major economy in the world.
India's economy is expected to grow a whopping 6% this year.
And in kind of an ironic twist, India just passed the United Kingdom as the fifth biggest economy in the world.
We just got to stop here for a second. Sit down, stand up, sit back down again. Jack, 6% growth. That is serious growth.
6% is really good economic growth. It's up there with China, which has been growing insanely fast.
And it's about double the growth that we would hope for in the United States this year.
But despite those booming numbers, both in terms of people and rupees, India isn't China yet.
Yet.
India's economy looks like China at the top and the bottom, but not in the meaty middle.
And that is key. So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over in India?
India's economy lacks the meaty part of the curve.
Yetis, like China, India has both a mega rich and a super poor population.
Yes, India's people enjoy deeply unequal quality of living, depending on where they are.
But unlike China, India does not have as strong and growing a middle class.
Yeah, the average income in China is $18,000 a year. So most Chinese people are solidly in that middle class.
But in India, 90% of the population earns less than $4,000 a year.
That's the big reason Western companies haven't pursued India as much as they have pursued China.
So besties, India's population just became number one and its economy just became number five.
But India's economy is lacking in the meaty part of the curve.
The middle class. Jack, can you whip up the takeaways for us for the new Friday?
Doritos Locos Tacos and the Quesarito have dynamic contrast and ideal mouthfeel.
The best innovators turn creativity into a formula.
For our second story, Fox News is paying $750 million to end Dominion's lawsuit against it.
Because in America, lying is your right, unless it causes damages.
And our third and final story, India just passed China for the world population crown.
But India's economy lacks a meaty middle class. Now time for the best fact yet. This one sent in by Joshua Gumlikpuk from Frosty, Anchorage, Alaska.
You ready for a pre-weekend trivia question, Nick?
Hey, hit me, Jack. What do we got over here?
This Thursday is the new Friday.
It is.
What is the oldest domesticated dog breed?
Okay, yeah, it wasn't the pretty poodle you got in your lap, and it was not that Frenchie either, unfortunately.
No, it wasn't. And it wasn't a German Shepherd. It wasn't an American Bulldog.
It was the Alaskan Malamute.
The Alaskan Malamute.
There is strong archaeological evidence that the Alaskan Malamute is the first dog that was tamed by humans 3,000 years ago.
They were named for the Malamutes, the native Inuit tribe up there in northwest Alaska.
Honestly, the thing, it looks less like a dog. It looks like a full-grown wolf. This is intense.
But it became the official state dog of Alaska in 2010.
And it was the first breed on Earth that learned to sit, stay, who's a good boy over there?
If you encounter one of these things, you hope it's domesticated.
It's the original profit puppy. Yetis, you look fantastic for the new Friday. Jack, what should you do if you want to get, I don't know, a best fact yet or a shout out on the pod?
Check out tboypod.com. We have a whole tab up there on the website for shout outs from the Yetis and besties.
Yetis, go to tboypod.com. Jack and I will see you there. And before we go, congratulations to Yetis John and Julie Rich, who are celebrating an anniversary on separate coasts because they are both serving in the military.
John and Julie, thanks for your service.
And Patrick Heineman from Mexico City just climbed the third tallest mountain in North America. We don't know what it is, but hope he had a Malamute with him.
Congratulations to Jennifer Choi and Chase Houston, who just got married in the city of brotherly love, Philadelphia.
And Victor Miranda II just got a new job at Ernst & Young in Chicago. Doing logistics.
And congratulations to Abby and Coco, a beautiful couple in San Francisco. They just had a baby boy.
Congratulations on baby Baz.
And Josie and JP are a pair of Yeti dinkwad asses who just opened their second restaurant in Hawaii.
And Ahil Baklani, happy birthday. Enjoy the big day over in Chicago.
Happy birthday to Blake Sinyard from Kitty City, D.C.
And Zachary Zuzik is turning 29 in Kopolei, Hawaii. Not too shabby.
Happy birthday to David Rockwood in American Fork, Utah.
And Juliana Paola Martinez Ibarra is having a birthday down in Plymouth, Minnesota.
And happy birthday to Paul Linehan, who's listened to every single T-Boy episode down in Burrillville, Rhode Island.
Small state, big podcast downloads.
This is Jack. Nick and I both own stock of Zillow, Apple, and Robinhood. And now a word from our sponsor, Robinhood.
Not sure what to order? Make sure to ask about the specials.
Seared tuna on a bed of rice with ginger aioli. Yes to that.
Robinhood's cash card has a lot of specials too, and they come with some perks.
This time, it's your favorite sneaker brand. Next time, it's your favorite sushi spot.
It's the special this week, and if you buy it, you get cash back with no activation required.
So buy these sneakers with Robinhood and get rewarded for it.
If you're not investing with Robinhood yet, to get started, go to Robinhood.com/tboy.
Spending account offered through Robinhood Money, NMLS 1990968.
The cash card issued by Sudden Bank, member FDIC, pursuant to a license by MasterCard. Certain limitations apply.
All investments involve risk.
Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC.
It's gotten harder. If you like The Best One Yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.